This is a HeadGum Original.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
What can I say? It's autumn, Micah.
I guess so. Happy October.
What's that?
I said happy October.
Thank you.
So fast.
I appreciate that, actually. I'd like to wish everyone who's listening a happy autumn and happy new year in a way. We have the core five. We have Ferris on the mic. We have Marika on the levels. We have Micah here in the studio. We have Amir.
I'm in my house, always the same place in LA. Happy autumn. It's like 100 degrees out. Like, there's nothing autumn about LA right now. We're not going apple picking. I can't wear a sweater. Fall hasn't sprung.
Marika, yeah. You're sipping on something. Is that a hot toddy?
It's a hot tea without the toddy part.
That's actually that's a cool abbreviation for hot toddy.
But no oddy.
That's scalding Todd.
It's just tea. It's an herbal blend.
Okay. Is it an herbal mate?
No, of course not.
It's what she said it was.
We gotta get the energy up. We gotta get the energy up here. I'm the only one who's kind of at a nine, and you guys are all at fives, which is fine.
Well, I think we're at fives because you are at a nine. We're sort of trying to like create a homeostasis for the entire show.
Well, I'm trying to create a homey atmosphere because it's autumn.
That's cool.
Amir, yeah. You got a Rube cube?
Yeah, I'm back into the Rube's cubes. Erno Rubik's Magic Cube. I used to know how to do it, so I had to sort of teach myself what I had forgotten, but it's fun.
How is that TikTok performing?
The TikTok or the Instagram reel?
Ugh,
both.
What? I guess both.
I was wondering, because I did just post it to my reel, and so I was wondering if you meant the TikTok or the reel.
I saw it on the main feed.
That's good. Yeah. So, yeah, Instagram is showing its stuff on the main feed, though it's not on my grid, if that makes sense.
Yeah, makes sense enough. You also added it to your acting reel, like you updated it with your reps.
Yeah, it sort of cross-dissolves into my management company at the end. But then, since I don't have one, it just sort of fades into my social security number. And it's like, if you want to get at me, be me. Steal my identity, and I will potentially hop into a brand con deal with you.
Yeah, I'm on Deadline right now. You were cast as Young Rock.
Really? Yeah. Yeah. So I guess the 13-year-old Samoan tweenage actor sort of stole my identity and then won that part instead of me. Yeah.
I think they spelled your name wrong in five different places, though.
That's very likely. That's why I'm changing it to something a lot less ethnic.
And a lot less ethical.
Yeah.
You're wearing a very small hat.
My hair is too big, but the hat is fine. Would you say this is a small hat?
Yes, it doesn't fit on your head. Okay. Yeah, Micah has it. Well, Micah, you're wearing a cap that fits very choice.
They're different styles. Amir's got a shallow hat. This one's more of a dad hat.
You know Shallow Hal? This is Shallow Hat.
That's good. That's really good.
Thank you.
In a shallow hat. In the shallow hat.
So deep for no reason.
No, that's
Ain't
Cooper.
It something hat. Aren't you tired of trying to eat a bat? That's sort of how coronavirus started. Or do you eat milk? Hanging on at Wuhan making silk. Started a global pandemic of epic proportions. I ate a bat. and spit on my man, my friend named Pat. I took a flight to urban Seattle. I saw a concert then. 18,000 people were dead right after the encore, friend. So I basically went to a wet market in Wuhan and then hightailed it to the Key Arena, and I saw, like, I don't know, who could sell that out? Mumford and Sons or, like, Father John Misty? And I was, like, screaming, singing, spitting, talking into what would then create... The NBA basically got canceled 4 weeks later. Zacks!
Favorite autumn activity? Let's start with Micah.
Apple picking. Haven't done it yet, but I'm excited to do it.
Love that.
I got a question for you.
Holy shit. Yeah.
What's the goat apple? The type of apple?
Ooh, this is a good question.
I don't know the name of it. I think Honeycrisp. I think it's Honeycrisp.
Yeah. It's Honeycrisp.
Yeah. Mm.
Is that like the sort of like pinkish yellowish one that's white on the inside and crispy and sweet?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's tart and
but
sweet.
But not to be confused with Pink Lady, which is, I'd say, more pinkish on the outside.
I think Pink Lady is my jam then.
I can't do a Pink Lady.
Apple or?
No, I just like, I don't want someone who's so white that she's like pink. Yeah.
Like fair, like a fair skinned woman.
Yeah.
Off the rails.
That's cool.
I was just going to talk about an apple that I had last time I went apple picking. It was called a Cosmic Crisp.
Ooh.
I've never purchased a green apple. Like, I don't...
In your life?
I don't fuck with that, as the teens say. I've never, like, preferred a green apple, purchased a green apple, had an entire green apple.
Just all the tart apples, not your thing.
No.
You like a sweet... Yeah. And crisp.
I'll tell you, the worst apple is the Red Delicious.
Yeah. The is that the really dark one?
Yeah, the dark one. It's mealy.
Oh.
It has thick thick skin.
Is it mealy?
Bitter.
Huh?
It's bitter.
I think it's really sweet.
That's sweet.
And I've had it.
I've had it up to here with Macintoshes. All right. I'm going to do this over the course. Just, are you recording on Zoom? So just know that it was started off as this. And I'll pay attention.
That's a wood block that you painted.
Yeah.
So yeah. What about Marika? Amir, what are favorite autumn activities? Autumnal activities?
It's apple picking. So
mine is not apple picking.
What is it?
Watching football. So it's That's sports good. Adjacent.
I asked you yesterday what your NFL team was, because for at least half your life,
That's
LA
right.
didn't have a team.
So I just kept the team that I rooted for. Yeah. As a child, the LA Raiders, and then they moved to Oakland, and now they're in Vegas. So there's still some semblance of being a fan there.
Do you think that they'll stay in Vegas?
Yeah, I mean, what happens there does stay there, but yeah. I don't know. It's an unfortunate year to move to Las Vegas as a sports team. You're like, I'm a young, rich, cool athlete, and I get to fucking play in Vegas. And then it's like, actually, if you go anywhere, you might die. So everything's shut down. It's 130 degrees, and you can't really go anywhere outside of your house. So
can
it's
you
an
have
unfortunate
AC?
Time.
Can you have AC?
If you're like more than a rookie, yeah, but otherwise you're sort of living in like a $400 a month condo, and it's like you have a fan going, but it's a dry heat, but when it's 128 midday, that's not ideal.
I have another activity. Did anyone ever go to like fall fairs?
Yeah.
Micah, you're in the Northeast. Do you ever go to the Big E?
I don't know.
The Big E is Elizabeth, New Jersey. They love Halloween over there.
Santa's Village.
I are you talking corn mazes, etc., apple bobbing with your uncle bobbing?
Yeah, like from that level to the ones that have rides and like fall activities and petting zoos and stuff. I used to be big into fairs and like fairground rides, like the one that spins around really fast and you're like
the Gravitron.
The Gravitron.
Oh, that was classic.
Yeah.
Why is it good? I don't like the rides that it's like all this does is make you dizzy. It feels like kind of cheating. Like that's not fun to be dizzy.
Well, that one's cool because it's not that you feel like you're dizzy, it's that you feel like you're being plastered against a wall and you're like you're stuck to a platform that moves up and down, so you feel like you're just kind of weightless.
It's centrifugal force.
Yeah, man.
Centrifugal or centripetal?
I said centrifugal.
What's the difference?
You don't spend too much money with the one he's talking about.
What's that? The only difference between centrifugal force and centripetal force is that you don't spend too much money with one of them?
No, he said centrifugal.
Oh, I see. So like at the heart of it, you're sort of, all right, one side is done. The rest of it's still to come. But
do you think you'll be, that's the thing about, we kind of talk behind your back at the network sometimes, Amir, is that you're kind of one-sided. Like, yeah, you're a comedian, but like you don't have any hobbies, you know? So then I'm wondering if, what's that?
Yeah, I do. I do. I have hobbies. I have hobbies.
Okay.
List five.
Then never mind.
No, I want to know. Five list five hobbies? Of them. Yeah.
That's a lot.
Oh, God. That's a lot of hobbies. Like, who has that much time? I guess I like basketball. I like watching and playing basketball. That's definitely a hobby for sure.
Yeah.
I'm pretty into my Nintendo. So, like, gaming is sort of a hobby, though I'm pretty singularly focused on Mario Kart still. That's another hobby. You can't say that that's not a hobby.
No, I just...
Now we're down to like three more fucking hobbies. Can I throw in the cube? Can you give me the cube as a hobby if I'm learning how to do it and I'm like practicing?
I'll throw you the cube. You're doing it while you're talking to us, which is like a work thing, but sure.
And now I'm down to like two. I need to fucking, like, in addition to all that, I have to like learn how to knit or some shit like that. God. I don't know if I can squeeze out two more hobbies, because I would say like being funny and like posting to social media, but that's technically part of my job. Like, but yeah, like I am a TikTok enthusiast. Does that mean it's a hobby or is it like a job?
Yeah, no, I'll give you that.
I'll give it to you.
The way you use TikTok, it's a hobby.
Okay, that's great. Yeah. So now I'm at four. In addition to all that, I need another fucking hobby. This is crazy. I don't know what to say. Audio, video, AV, like
troubleshooting, etc.
Yeah, so like my mom's printer will stop working and we FaceTime until it's fixed.
What about the raiding co-ops? The like farmers who are
that's
just
a
trying
side
to
hustle, though. That's a side hustle, you know?
Because sometimes I'll see you at the Silver Lake Farmers Market and like you have a ton of produce and I'm like, you're like smiling ear to ear with like a farmer's tan. And I'm like, you're not a farmer. Like, how did you get all this produce? And then you just kind of pull me aside and you're like, I got all this shit from Vons.
Yeah, I like Robin Hood in a way. So I'll steal from supermarkets and give it to farmers markets or vice versa.
No,
that's
not
what
you do. You take market price produce and then dress it up by spraying it with water to make it seem like you just kind of picked it off your urban farm. And then you sell it for like twice the price.
Oh, jogging.
My memory.
So I have a memory palace where I try to memorize an entire deck of cards.
Favorite autumnal drink, Micah?
Maybe in autumn I start drinking like hot coffee drinks. I had an oat milk cortado the other day.
Holy shit.
And it was solid. I think that's probably going to be my autumnal coffee.
Cortada?
Cortado.
What is that?
Last year it was the oat milk flat white.
Right, right, right. Of course,
but a
yes.
Cortado is less of the milk.
Than the flat white, which is already less milk.
Yeah, so it's nice just to have like a cute little cup that's pretty much just espresso, but you have it balanced just the right amount with a little bit of oat milk. And it's steamed and it's frothy and it's good.
I love a froth. I love a frothy coffee.
A crothy. Mm. Sorry.
Marika, favorite autumnal drink
or otherwise
or whatever.
I do really like pumpkin spice lattes.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry to say, but I do. It's that or apple cider. They're tied for me.
That's
you are so basic. I love it.
Thank you.
You love it?
It's fun to be just like one of the girls sometimes. We should do VR yoga together.
Is that a thing? Are people doing that?
Yeah, there's VR yoga.
Amir, autumnal drink, or do you just kind of water it?
I'm pretty anti-seasons because I grew up out here. So like there is no like, ooh, it's cozy and crisp now. It's 48 degrees. Let's have a fucking hot cider in a cafe.
Yeah.
No. Like... No.
This is an attack on me.
I'll eat a butternut squash soup and I'll call it a drink when the temperature dips below 70 in the City of Angels.
And I'll call it a drink slash day.
That's cool.
I make a mulled cider, a spiked mulled cider, buttered, hot buttered rum. Did I mention?
You said mold?
Mold. M-O-L-D.
What makes it buttered?
I add a slice of that thick ghee into the cream. Because there's also
you add
salt.
ghee into cream?
I pour whipping cream into a mug. I salt it. I add melted buttered rum. I mold it, which is where I leave it in the basement for a day. And then I spike it. As in, I take the mug, I go out to the street, and I throw it down as if I'm Gronkowski Robert himself. Next question. Favorite autumn outfit? Kind of sweaters.
Yeah.
Nice. He solved the cube.
Your boy has been cubed. Consider there are three of me, because I am now Amir, in parentheses, to the third power. If that makes sense.
Yeah, man. Let's just finish the show.
That's pretty cool.
Now you're miming.
Yeah, like
as
I'm
if you're in a cube. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, what are your guys' likes and dislikes about fall? One like or one dislike and then one like. I'll start. I don't like that it's sort of
you didn't even have one. You didn't have one. You're not supposed to answer your own questions, first of all. And you should do it only when you have a fucking gem queued up. You said, I'll go first. And then you're like, it's like, have it ready or just throw out the question to the guests.
Back to school sucks. And I'm not in school anymore, but I don't like the sales.
Nice. By the way, my cube is undone. I don't know how you did that with your shitty ass question. But yeah, it's magic. You fucking ruined it.
And what I like
is... it was completed.
The temperature's getting a little chilly. I get to wear layers, which for me is kind of like... I like swimming in a jacket.
Actually swimming?
Yeah, diving in like a... I'm trying to get my diver's license. And, Marika?
You dive with a jacket on. Like, you have a scuba suit, but you put a windbreaker over LL Bean, it, is what you're saying. Okay. I just wanted to clarify.
LL Cool Bean. Ladies love Cool Bean. Micah, fucking laugh at that shit. That's like, that's as good as it gets on this show. Like,
I was laughing.
For me to say that is a pretty big deal. I know, like, it's like a kind of a whatever joke for you, but like, honestly, that was really funny. Let me take that again, and then Ferris, you can cut that reaction out. Just because I don't want people thinking I'm like an asshole to Micah. All right, ready? Bless you. Oh, Jeff is sharing. Hold on. Do you want me to do it?
Welcome to Jeopardy. This is an autumnal themed episode or edition of Jeopardy. Have you guys played? Have you guys played Jeopardy?
No. This is awesome.
I've played Jeopardy.
I said Jeopardy. Jeoffardy.
No.
God, it's like you can respond fast instead of letting there be these like pauses where it makes it seem like the show is bad.
You can edit those.
Yeah. I do. It's
what's
just
the
like,
difference?
One is true, one is not, I hope.
Jeopardy is... Wait, sorry. Were you asking about the Jeopardy game? What's the difference?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right, because it looks like it's set up the same as Jeopardy, and it's the URL is Jeopardy Labs, but you call it Jeopardy.
Just,
so it seems like you're sort of just stealing.
It's very similar to Jeopardy. The difference is that I'm the host, in a way. And okay. Not even always, but sometimes. All right, here we go. Can you guys see the screen all right?
We can see the screen. Do we have to say what is before?
Yes, so it's Jeopardy. Now you got me saying it. It's Jeopardy rules. So I'll give you an answer. You give me the question back. Are we all in agreement? Are we all happy? Are we all chill? Mikey, you need a drink? You need a bathroom break?
I need a drink, but it's fine.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Guys, my social battery is starting to come back, I have to say, because, you know, we're all less social in the winter, habitually, and I feel like I've sort of charged up for a summer of filling my cup. But it can be easy to ignore our social battery altogether and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter, like I said. What's the right amount of socialization for you? And how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some time alone. Therapy can give you that self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. I'm in therapy every week. It definitely helps me rearrange my priorities so that I can prioritize my social battery and making sure I have that time to recharge, which I need. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/whatsthat today to get 10% off your first month. Again, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/whatsthat. Thanks, BetterHelp.
This HeadGum podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, wow.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
All right. Let's start with Marika. The categories are, because this is an audio medium, autumn, Halloween, sides, and Amir's personal life.
I'll take sides for 300.
Sides for 300. Macaroni and?
Buzz.
And Marika?
What is cheese?
Yeast.
Nutritional?
I wish. All right. Negative 300 on your part. You're in debt.
Awful.
I'm going to be afraid to answer anything. I could see your bookmarks. Can you click on Hodinky, please?
Yeah, here we go.
A different tab.
Let's see what's on the docket today. Oh, look. Yeah, this is a Zenith El Primero Retro Timer.
So this is sort of your style brand? Or
this is this is where I get my home insurance.
What? Secure the watches you love? What the fuck is that? You need an insurance just for the watch?
I don't, because I don't own anything worth insuring. But if you have that roly-poly or that Audemars style, that's worth more than your Mazda, fucker. Now back to the game.
You have your own website bookmarked also.
Yeah, let's watch my reel just really fast. Here we go.
Oh, we don't have to do that.
You're really interested.
JeffreyJames.com was taken.
All right, here we go.
Nice. Oh. A
what
stupor
I
ad.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm in your reel?
That's Jake. By the end of the
session, I'm essentially I see. I thought I was in that video, great, too.
So we don't have to watch this, obviously, because it's bad for podcasting.
Everyone had such nice haircuts back then.
Really?
Yeah, I was going to say the same thing.
I love podcasts. Which network?
Earwolf?
Doesn't Scott
let's go back to
the
there's
game,
like no
probably.
Sound in it or anything. Yeah. It's like this is probably the least entertaining thing for somebody listening.
Fine, let's play the game.
Right?
Micah, your turn.
I'll do sides for 100.
The best sauce to have on Thanksgiving.
Buzz.
Micah.
What is gravy?
The real answer is what is au jus? And I'm genuinely asking. Do you guys know?
I think it's like a juice
from
juice.
A bird or a meat. Yeah.
So if I were to get this right, I would have had to say, what is au jus? Genuinely asking.
No, you just have to say, like, what is au jus? Or, like, give me the answer for what au jus is. Don't think too much about it, all right? This isn't real Jeopardy. I will say that this is all real cash. So if any of you guys get these answers right, I will Venmo you the actual amount. And I won't ask for it back.
We'll pay it back because we know we need to.
Amir?
I'm afraid because I know I won't get any right. I think I'm going to win this game with zero. So I'll choose Halloween for 300.
Halloween for 300. The best candy to put out for children on Hallow's Eve night.
Of course, no one wants to answer because they're afraid of getting it wrong.
Buzz.
Marika.
Oh. It was candy corn.
That's incorrect. The correct answer is marijuana edibles.
I'm actually in jeopardy. In jeopardy, yeah. If somebody gets it wrong, then other people have a chance. We could have buzzed.
Glass could have been good too. I would have also taken glass.
You gave Amir minus 300, but it should have been me because I answered.
I thought you owe me $600. Okay, Marika, your turn.
I'll take Amir's personal life for 200.
All right, here we go. Amir's exact street address.
Right.
Amir, this is an actual...
I hope this one...
This is a chance for you to win a $200, Amir. Like, actual cash. But be kind of catch 22 in that way. That cash 22 is that you'll have to kind of get... I won't bleep your address.
Then I don't want to say it.
You don't want money?
I'm already up. I'm up 600 on Marika and 100 on Micah with zero.
Anybody want to buzz in?
Let me see if... They don't know my exact address.
All right.
I don't like say it once it's like, no I'm
what is
it? Yeah, that is no, that's exactly what it is. Do not. Yeah. So don't have this part in. Do not put that part in.
All right, here we go.
Even as a bleep, because people will be able to figure it out.
Micah?
I'll take Autumn for 200.
Bold move. Here we go. Comfy sweaters, acoustic singer, songwriter, music, and blank.
I'll buzz in.
Amir.
Jetty Osmond.
Honestly, I'll give you that one. The correct answer is Bay.
Come on.
$200 to the man in a very distasteful turban.
That's not me. I'm wearing a Headgum hat.
All right, Amir. Yeah,
Halloween for 100.
Halloween for 100. Wear this costume as a white person and you'll be canceled.
I know it, but I don't want to say it.
Go for it, or don't.
Nah.
Time's up. What is Gandhi?
It's pretty good. I wasn't going to say that.
Yeah. I was going to say that.
Marika?
I'll take Autumn for 100.
Here we go. This activity might as well be called Steal from a Farm.
Buzz.
Marika.
What is apple picking?
Correct!
Whoa.
Now you're only 500 in the hole.
So that one's just the normal answer.
All right. Yeah. Micah.
Jeff, if all of those questions were like that one, where they're sort of clever but a joke made out of them, I think this would be like a really good game and a fun game to listen to.
Okay.
It would be fun to play and it'd be fun to listen to. But as it is, it's just sort of like I'll take Amir's personal life for 100.
All right. This one's sort of a gimme. Amir's annual income. This is
you don't gross. Know it. They don't know it. Let's go to the next one.
This is
one.
Gross.
You don't
him.
Know it. You don't know the answer. This is gross. This is very gross. Don't answer. Just
any taker.
Move on.
Time's up. What is roughly dollars?
So much money. No, that's not true. Bleep it, and also it's not true. Move on.
Amir.
Sides, and this will be the last
sides
one.
Sides for 200. An unexpectedly salty side.
Buzz.
Micah.
What is salt?
Honestly, I might have to give you that one. It's a little bit more specific. It's what is Jeff's ocean water stuffing? So I'll soak.
It's a lot more. Specific.
I'll soak brioche in, honestly, for lack of a better term,
of course it's brioche.
Rainwater. And then I'll figure it out from there. All right, we have three more on the board.
No salt involved.
As it stands, Micah, you owe me $100. Marika, you owe me $500. And Amir, I owe you $200.
Okay, that's great.
Marika.
I'll take Halloween for 200.
Halloween for 200. If you have a broom between your thighs, you might be blank. Buzz, Amir.
What is cleaning your house incorrectly?
Incorrect. The correct answer is, who is my uncle trying to prove a point at Thanksgiving dinner?
Loser.
My uncle.
Shame.
Shaved.
So what? So what did he shave?
Point was he proving?
Two more on the board. It is Micah's turn.
Autumn, 300.
Autumn for 300. Much like pumpkin pie, this food is good to eat during fall.
Buzz.
Marika.
What is sweet potato pie?
Wrong.
I know the answer.
Amir.
What is pumpkin pie?
Wrong. The correct answer is
what is
sushi? It doesn't matter the time of year. Sushi is always good for your ears. We have one last on the board. Amir, it's your turn. Amir's personal life for 300. Amir's biggest insecurity. Time's up. What is his scraggly aura?
What does that mean?
That, and I'm glad you asked. We can kind of ruminate on this for a bit. Basically, the idea is that his general energy is just kind of
scrappy.
You know, mad scientist vibes.
Okay. Yeah. Colors are like red and green, maybe.
Maybe like a yucky brown.
Right. The combination of red and green.
This has been Jeopardy! Oh,
so bad.
We can't hear that. the music that I hope people are hearing at home, we can't hear that.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's only you.
It was. Oh, yeah. It was also dead silent when you were showing your reel.
They're supposed to be working. That's crazy.
We really did peak 5 minutes in, didn't we?
With Amir's song.
God, can Amir, we need that rendition again. That was epic.
I honestly browned out. I forget it completely. I think it was about like, what, A Star Is Born, but it's about right. Patient Zero, right?
Amir, have you seen Hocus Pocus?
No.
Okay, well, that even better. Well, there's a song in it called Hocus Pocus. Let's just say that it goes to the tune of Shallow as well. Let's hear it.
Okay. Ain't it something, witch? Aren't you tired of trying to eat a ditch? Or do you dig more? How about you put that cauldron on the floor? I'm falling. I'm flying on a broom and it's long brown. It's a dusty mop of sorts. And then I can't do the Lady Gaga part because it like hurt my throat. Again, we can't hear if you're playing a music. We can't hear anything. It's just you. Privately.
Your mouth was a line.
Do you guys, this is like, do you guys like chestnuts?
Nothing.
What about persimmon?
No.
Never had one.
What are you talking
no,
about?
No, I don't.
What
like
are these
persimmon.
Obscure
Have you ever
foods?
Harvested rice?
Define harvested. I've taken rice out of a stock.
I did genuinely get these from a list of fall themed conversation starters, and most of them were just, do you like chestnuts? What about persimmons? Do you like apples? And if yes, do you eat the skin?
I had a friend in college that ate the core of the apple to try to build up against cyanide poison or whatever.
Why?
Like the
genius.
The core of an apple.
Absolutely genius.
What's the practical seeds? Use of that?
I have no idea.
In case she's ever poisoned, I guess, yeah.
What does a persimmon look like? Do you guys know?
Yeah, they're like orange, kind of like tomato-y looking.
Yeah, that's right. Looks like an orange tomato. I would have no idea.
Nice. I just...
All right. Well, this has been something, huh?
What is happening, Jeff? I said at the beginning of this I was going to be nice to Jeff today, and I was going to try my best. And he was like, "We have a great episode planned."
I thought Jeopardy would go over like really well. I thought it was going to be like kind of a David Dobrik type, giving out like just thousands of dollars to you guys.
Jeopardy wasn't bad. It was everything else.
I liked your note. The one about how the questions should have been silly, but the answers would have been, good.
Guessable, yeah. The issue was that you guys would have never been able to figure it out, and I didn't kind of think that through in a way.
Yeah. Not in a way. That's exactly the issue.
I mean, other than that, I mean, I think the fall questions sort of were fine. I think we could have gone through them a little faster.
Yeah,
to get to the meat of the Jeopardy. Yeah,
there's a lot of dead space. You ask like questions that were like, "Have you ever had a persimmon?" And no one has. And then you sort of didn't say anything. Yeah,
you have to cut the silence out.
Have you guys ever? Sorry, have you ever taken a clove like it was a pill? So you take the little clove and then
I was watching
Star Anise.
I'm trying so hard, and every time.
Yeah, Marika's having a real conversation, and you just yell fruit names at her.
What about
Star Anise? Listen to yourself.
What about a cinnamon milk tea boba drink, and you sip through a cinnamon stick?
It wouldn't work.
What about that, man?
Just saying, it's sort of interesting.
It wouldn't work if you tried to sip boba out of a cinnamon stick.
We got to figure this shit out, guys, because this can't be the show. Like, I try so hard every week. And this week, obviously, I dropped the ball a little bit, but doubling down on the fact that my question, what did you say, bland?
Yes, bland, obviously.
It's my job to ask the questions, Marika. It's your guys' job to supply the stories and answers.
He left.
And Amir's gone. He's absolutely gone.
Yeah.
This is unbelievable.
I tried to supply stories.
All right, Halloween party stories. Do you guys have anything? That was my last question. What's the best Halloween party you've ever been to, and anything interesting?
You had a good Halloween costume last year, Micah.
Oh yeah, the best Halloween costume of all time, truly. Yeah.
What was it?
So I'll tell you. Okay, sure.
No, I'm just wondering.
I was a disco ball. I dressed up in all black, black jeans, black shoes, black turtleneck, and I wore a motorcycle helmet that I turned into a disco ball.
That's really good.
It was awesome. It was creative. Everyone loved it.
How long did it take you to glue shards of mirror to your head, your helmet?
I got this like pretty nifty kit where they had adhesive, like there were adhesive mirror squares.
Okay.
And I just they came in strips. It probably took like 4 or 5 hours.
That's fun though. It's like a fun activity to like know that you're going to go to a party and be the life of it. Now, this year, it's different. Like, what are your guys' Halloween plans? Are you going to do anything, distance hang with anybody, dress up, and just be alone?
I'm going to go to, like, a rave in Bushwick. There's people still partying.
Is it outdoors or distanced at all?
Indoors in, like, an abandoned warehouse. There's not really
any ventilation.
Very good ventilation. Yeah. No.
That's cool, though.
What a way to go out. He died the way he lived. In Bushwick.
I don't know if I'm going to do anything. Halloween always stresses me out, and then I come up with costumes that don't make sense to anyone because I'm too lazy to like actually dress up, or I don't like dressing up. I like t-shirt and jean type costumes.
Your costume last year got like acclaim.
No,
that was a celebrity.
It did get acclaim.
You were Greg's inbox.
I was you can't make a tomlet without breaking some Greg's, a joke from season 2 of Succession. Yeah. And yeah, it was his inbox and
printed on a shirt.
On a shirt that you can buy on my store.
Plug it. What's your URL?
Like a bunch of the cast. I can't think of it right now.
You don't have a store if you can't remember the URL.
It's like a weird long one, you know. Then like 2 years ago, I was Brad Leone for Halloween and no one got it. It was like before.
You should do it
last
this year
was like a big I really should. I'll be like what's his name? The
CEO.
The
of,
guy that got fired. Yeah.
I forget his name too. But honestly, better that we don't
fair.
Remember his name.
Good. Yeah.
Doesn't
fine.
Have a legacy anymore. I was thinking of being his legacy
for Halloween.
It's a little meta.
Very nice.
And people won't understand.
Yeah.
No, I think I wanna figure out a way to be the Oregon Trail, and then like my ass will be a wagon, and so it's like I have the wagon, but also I'm the what? Were you gonna say that's an awesome costume?
I was gonna say that I feel like it's a good one for doing like distanced Halloween costumes. Like there's a lot of ways to do it with like Zoom backgrounds and stuff. Mm. So you don't necessarily have to show your ass.
Okay. Then I'll do something else if I don't have to show the ass for it to work. I want to figure out a way to do like either a Zoom party or like a live stream fundraiser comedy event or both for Halloween. So I'll figure that out, or not, or maybe I'll just keep the cash. That could be good in a way
for you.
So you'll sell tickets to an event and then you won't and then you won't actually put it on and you'll pocket the cash.
It'll be sort of like a fire festival situation where, but you know, it's not that like you show up to the live stream and it sucks. Like there is no live stream. Yeah.
Are you promoting it right now? Is this you promoting
it? So October 31st, 9 p.m. Eastern. check this out. And I'm forgetting the URL, much like Marika with her store. Yeah. But and Micah's gone.
He left.
He's absolutely gone. Yeah. I thought this was one of our best episodes.
I can't believe you'd say that.
All right, Marika, I'm going to give you the floor. Do you have anything to plug other than your store that you can't remember?
Wait, I'll find my store. It's bigfaceinfantsocks.myshopify.com.
God, that's long. You get to have the last laugh today.
I don't have anything to laugh about. I don't. What do you want me to do? Plug just plugs?
Just laugh.
Ha.
was a HeadGum Original.
Hey there, podcast listener. Good news, we're doing another HeadGum Happy Hour in New York City.
Whoa, that's amazing news. Amir, why don't you tell the folks when and where it is?
Okay, fine. It's Tuesday, May 7th at 7:30 p.m. at the Bell House.
Okay, and why don't you tell everybody who the fucking hosts are?
Yeah, that would be us. It would be, we're hosting it. It's Jake and Amir.
Okay, and how about this, you little piece of shit? Why don't you tell everybody who is going to be performing? Who is this show featuring?
All right, I don't appreciate being called that, but it is featuring Charlie Bardet, Natalie Rotter-Leitman of Exploration
Live. And why don't you tell them, why don't you tell them who else it's featuring?
Yeah, Millie Tamaras and Elise Morales of the Go Touch Grass podcast, and
some surprise guests as well.
More, yes.
And Mir, why don't you go ahead and close this out now? You say something like, thanks for listening, we'll see you at the show, or something like that. Why don't you go ahead and do that?
Okay, I will. It's
can you do that?
So go buy a ticket at headgum.com/live, and we'll see you there.
All right, bye.